Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohr ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day, whatever you're up to today. What do you guys think of the new intro there? Did you notice there was a new intro? We got new music, new intro. I'm taking things up a level here on the podcast. It's about time because for the past, well, since the beginning of the show, we've had the same intro, same music, same intro, and that's over 2 years now. So I'm taking things up a bit here on the podcast. So that's just the start. We've got new series coming on the show here, more episodes coming your way each week. And really excited to be bringing it to you. I appreciate all the feedback that you guys have been giving me about the podcast. It means the world to me. Thank you so much for listening, seriously. Now, today, my guest, her name is Rachel Welch. And Rachel is a marketer who's going to be sharing her results from a recent launch that she helped a client with. And Rachel posted about this launch in our Facebook Supergroup, which is our Facebook group for all of our programs, our Facebook ads programs. And it caught my eye. The reason for that is because she turned a $223.50 ad spend, that's Aussie dollars, as she was clear to point out, into almost $46,000, that's US dollars. So ad spend was $223, basically Aussie dollars, and she turned that into 46,000 US dollars. So as you're going to hear, Rachel helps people who want to create, launch, and sell online courses, eventually with the goal of moving them towards evergreen model. And although we're going to be talking about what she did with her Facebook ads to get such great results for her client, what I love is that Facebook ads are just one part of her business. She doesn't even do them on a day-to-day basis, but by testing and implementing what she learns, she got amazing results on this campaign, which is what we're going to break down here today. So on the show today, you're going to learn who Rachel focused on for this launch, and her Facebook ad strategy for getting people on the webinar. And she's gonna share I'm gonna call this a curious, but really smart strategy that she used to get feedback from her client's audience prior to launching her Facebook ads and prior to launching the webinar. We're gonna talk about how she leveraged her client's large Instagram following and the ways that she was able to get around the price concerns that she was hearing from her client's audience. I share with Rachel how she can see a cost per conversion in Ads Manager even when she was using the objective of video views. So she wasn't really, she didn't understand how she could see her cost per conversion when she wasn't using a conversions objective. So I break that down for her today. We also break down why having warm audiences to work with during a short launch period can have a huge implication on the result of the launch. We talk about what retargeting strategies that she used after the webinar and how she would redo the email sequence in the next launch. We talk about how her client got, I love this, how her client got a 26% conversion rate on the webinar, and she gave the webinar from her car with her kids in the car. I love that story. We talk about how she could tweak the objective that she used when retargeting after the webinar, and how she might want to use Facebook Messenger next time to get even more sales. And we also talk a lot today about the mindset shifts that can be super helpful if you're going to be launching an online course. That and a whole lot more. Before we dive into it, though, I've got some big news for you, and I'm really excited to let you know about a brand new membership program that I'm launching. This is something that's been in the works for a while now. It's called the ROI Club, and this is a monthly membership program that's going to take the guesswork out of the latest Facebook ad updates and also deliver to you a plug-and-play proven sales funnel template straight to your inbox every month. Now, each month, you're going to get a live state of the union of the latest Facebook ad updates from me so you can ensure that you're getting the best results possible on your ads. And when I give that live state of the union, I'm also going to be doing a Q&A with you. Also, each month, you're going to get a plug-and-play proven Facebook ads funnel template that's broken down step-by-step for you so you can go and implement it in your business within a matter of hours. This is the go-to resource that you or your ads manager are going to need for staying up on the latest Facebook ad updates and improving your results with plug-and-play templates. Now, as a listener of the podcast, I'd like to invite you to be one of the founding members of the ROI Club. I'm only going to be accepting a small number of founding members. And as a founding member, you're going to lock in a big time savings off of the monthly membership price. So if you'd like to take advantage of this, save and jump in right now as a founding member, go to rickmulready.com/ROI Club. Again, that's rickmulready.com/ROI Club. Guys, really excited about this. This has actually been in the works now for, man, people have been asking me to do this for about a year and a half now. So I'm really pumped to finally open this up to you. So again, as a listener of the podcast, I'd like to invite you to be one of the founding members. Again, that URL is rickmulready.com/ROI Club. All right, my friends, without further ado, let's go hang out with Rachel Welch. Rachel, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You're super nervous, aren't you? I'm just giving you a hard time before we started recording. I'm just kidding. I'm super grateful to have you on the show here. I really appreciate your willingness to come on and talk about this launch that you worked with a client on. You'd posted about it in our Facebook group, and it really caught my eye because, you know, you were like, look, this is not what I do on a day-to-day basis. This is part of what I offer, and got some amazing results. And I'll just tease everybody here, as this is what we're going to be talking about. The total ad spend of the campaign that you ran was $223.50. That's Australian dollars.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, Aussie dollars.
And Aussie dollars. And then, okay, that is the way you say it, Aussie dollars. I love that.
Aussie dollars.
Okay.
Aussie dollars.
Perfect. And then you turn that into just about $46,000. That's US dollars from this launch. And the total sales from the launch were almost double that. But you could directly attribute the revenue from the Facebook ads. So on a $223 spend to $46,000 in US dollars. Am I getting the numbers right?
That's correct. 46,000 US. So awesome. I can attribute that to the Facebook ads. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're going to dive into all that. But before we do, introduce yourself to AOPT Nation and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm Rachel. I more or less help people who are wanting to create, launch, and sell an online course or program. And with the goal really of being that you're moving towards an evergreen model. So that's where the end goal really is. But I got into the online world probably back in 2013. Mm-hmm. I've done lots of different things. I started with website design, and that got me into loving more the conversion optimization side of things. So a bit obsessed with optimizing. But yeah, like everything in between in the online stuff has led me to more or less helping people who are actually wanting to launch online info products, namely courses. So that's what I do. Yeah.
and Facebook ads is just one part of your business.
Yeah, so it's a lot of what I focus on is that validation stage. Like if someone hasn't got a course idea yet, it's validating it, like that minimal viable product focus. So they're not creating it before it's, well, you know, creating it before they try to sell it, more or less, which I think is a mistake. So there's a lot, sales funnels. I mean, it's everything. So Facebook ads is just, yeah, this component of when it comes to that whole launch process and that reach process of, you know, getting in front of a cold audience too, but leveraging a warm audience in the case of this that we'll talk about today. So.
So your clients primarily are the ones that they're just starting out. Like they don't have big established audiences.
Well, sometimes they
Okay.
do. I've worked with a couple of people who have, like, well, this woman today, as I'll say, she's, I'd put her in the realm of an influencer, like
Okay.
Instagram
Okay.
influencer. Yeah. But in a lot of cases, no, they don't have a massive audience or following. They just have a course idea. They just don't know. And sometimes they've already started creating it, which I need to get them to stop doing. So, yeah. So, it's mostly early days, but yeah, there are a few people who have nice warm audiences we can work with, which is really great.
Isn't it interesting that, because I have a lot of people who come into my accelerator group coaching program that they want to sell a course, and you know, there's some people that have quote unquote day jobs. So, for example, you know, they may, I don't know, but they might be a physical therapist or whatever, and they want to take their business online and create a course around it. I'm noticing that a lot of them are that are coming that are getting to our program. They're coming into our program have the course already created. Or it's like, you know, 80% done and they haven't sold it yet. You know, there's different you know, different levels. People are way, you know, some are way ahead of that. It's just one of those, it's a mindset thing where
It
it's
is.
very counterintuitive to people are like, well, wait, I should make sure that people want this and, you know, maybe even sell it before I even create this. I mean, 'cause that's how I, when I started January of 2014, I launched my first Facebook ads course. FB Advantage was my flagship course. I launched that without even, it wasn't created yet. And I
Yeah, I love
remember I launched
that.
it. I did webinars and I think I did like one webinar on like a Thursday and had sales. And so I said, you know, access to the first module was going to start on Monday or something. And so I was like, all right, game on now. And
You're like,
so,
you committed, you know?
exactly. I mean, nothing like lighting a fire based on, you know, having people waiting for it, right? After paying money. So you're helping people with this exact process here of, you know, whether they're brand new or established audiences, getting that course validated before they go into creating it.
And it is, there's a lot of, it is, like you said, it's a lot of mindset because there's a lot of blocks around that. Like you can feel like a fraud or, you know, there's just a lot of stuff. I mean, even in myself, I still have resistance to that sort of thing. But I mean, universities do it. I mean, they, you know, you buy into a, even a course program often before they've even actually nutted out the stuff for the course year. So,
Such a great
like,
point. Such a great
yeah.
point. So that's what you did with this client here, where you had
Yeah.
this amazing launch. So kind of take us through sort of where, when you started working with this client, where they were and everything that you helped them with and also were doing for yourself and that led up to this Facebook ads campaign.
Yep. So this client, her name's, she's allowed me to say who she is.
Okay.
Angela Gallo. She's a she was a birth she's a birth photographer and doula. So being, I don't know if you know what that is, it's a growing sort of area, but it's like a woman who supports, helps, and gives advice to another woman during their pregnancy or during the birth and after. So she has quite a following on Instagram. She's built up with her social media. She's done all the right things. She's very transparent and honest, and she posts every day. So she has about 45,000 followers on Instagram, I think.
Wow, that's great.
And yeah, and very engaged. Like it is an engaged audience. And so when we met, she actually already has a course that she'd already created.
Okay.
That I was helping transfer over to a new platform. I think that you use Kajabi, is it?
Yes.
So, yeah. So we're going over to Kajabi, and we're doing all that, and we're also lining up a launch for this course that she has, which was actually, it's for birth professionals who want to, who are any kind of birth professional, but it's the marketing side of business, like doing what she's done really, and you know, visibility and all that. And we were doing that, and she came to me and she just said, look, I've got this idea of doing this doula training program. Like, it's been in the back of my mind for ages. I keep ignoring it. Seems kind of like the obvious thing to do. It's one of those classic things that you ignore it because it seems a bit too predictable. And I was like, okay, well, there might be something here. So look, just pitch it to your audience. If you're really keen on this idea, like, just put it out there on social, and we'll do it on email, and we'll just see what the response is like. So that's how it all started. So what we did is I had her pitch her audience on social about this idea that she was looking to be creating this doula training program. And we had, prior to that, by the way, I'd set up a registration page. So anyone that was interested in noting their interest in this could come to that page and opt in to be kept informed. And then anyone on email that we emailed from her list, she had about 1,500 on her list, I just tagged them. So if they clicked the link to declare their interest, they were just tagged as a doula training lead, you know. So
within the email.
Yeah.
Got it.
I use that campaign. So okay. Yeah, just tagging all those things, just making sure those people were noted. And anyone that registered their interest was always also tagged. So as a doula training lead. And then once we had that, and we could see, like, she just started to get this flood of messages on Instagram, particularly because of that whole messaging thing. Like, she just had people reaching out saying, this is what I've been waiting for. And, you know, I was just about to enroll in another doula training program, but I have to do yours. So it was just this total feedback on something she wouldn't otherwise have known. So she thought, okay, we said, look, just set up a webinar. Like, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to do a webinar where where she was just going to talk about what this doula training program was going to be about. Like, that is all the webinar was about, was just what this program is, what it will be about, how it's going to be different from anything else out there. And so we set the date for that. And that's where we sort of started to get into the world a bit more of Facebook ads. But firstly, what I...
I may have missed it. What was the size of the email list that you guys mailed to?
Okay, 1,500 on her email list.
1,500, okay.
Yeah, just 1,500.
And she's got 45,000 on Instagram.
Yeah, she wasn't, and she says that herself, like, she wasn't on top of the email story. She wasn't really doing any sort of form of lead generation, even I'd say for the other course that she had. It was sort of ad hoc, like, it would come in, you know, so there wasn't any full system in place, but there were 1,500 there. Okay.
And then so you set up a landing page for the webinar to register for the webinar. Was it a plan of like, okay, we're going to email people and let, you know, for the people who clicked and stuff like that? Were you also planning on, and I think this might be where you're heading here, was it just the warm audience that you were going to focus on for this, or was it going to be a combination of, okay, we're going to target, you know, that we're going to use the email list, we're going to use Instagram followers and also Facebook ads to attract a cold audience as well?
So no cold audience in this.
Okay.
So it was, this is just, all this was her email list, her Instagram followers. She has about 15,000 followers on Facebook. So on her Facebook page. So those, and in terms of targeting, like, I did do some people who had, I think I have to check, but it was website visitors the last 60 days. Mm-hmm. We did do sort of a bit of cold there, but namely it was engagement. Anyone, when it comes to the Facebook ads, who'd engaged in the last 60 days with her was our focus.
Got it.
But with the webinar, so we had this interest list of people who had kind of put their hand up to say they were interested in this doula training. We then emailed them to say, hey, this is when the webinar is going to happen, so register here. She actually uses Zoom, so I had to, I mean, there are things now that I'd, for the next launch, which you'll be doing, change things up. But there was just the registration page that Zoom has. Like, they have that, you know, just a very simple one, like, sent them to that page and just made sure that the Facebook pixel obviously was on the registration page and also the thank you page. So I could track who was converting on that. So it was just a custom conversion, I think. Well, yeah, it was actually, because Zoom.
So you use Zoom's pages for it. So
yeah,
you didn't send them to, like,
set it up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, I would normally have it a separate page.
Sure.
Because also I didn't have Google Analytics, and I would have liked to have seen, which is what I, you know, the conversion rate on that page. That's a stat I don't have, is how many people visited that registration page versus how many people opted in. So, and I would have been able to have that if had Google Analytics on there. So ideally, next time it's a page that isn't Zooms.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But the custom conversion was there. So I was tracking who actually, registered, and the Facebook pixel was sort of firing on that. And so we had this list of people who registered for the webinar. And so it was about 71, not 71 registrations, but I know the Facebook pixel had fired like 71 times. This is before ads.
Okay.
This is completely before any ads were run. So this was just us sort of emailing and her doing a lot of social posts about, hey, register here if you want to register for the webinar. And that's when I got into doing some advertising, because I wanted to reach her warm audience and announce this news about what she was planning on doing and announce this webinar training that they could register for.
Gotcha. So you sent the email out, you mentioned on Facebook, or mentioned on, Instagram following, Facebook fans engagement, 60 days, but then you also leverage Facebook ads to target those people as well. Is that right?
Yeah, the Facebook ads, that was the 60 days engagement was for Facebook ads. Like, she was just posting organic. Everything up to this point is completely organic and email.
Got it.
Just getting people to register, get that pixel firing before I did any ads. Yeah.
So with the Instagram following of 45,000, is that a business account?
Yes, it is.
So did you have an Instagram, an engagement audience of the Instagram profile?
Yes, for the ads. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, for the ads. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, of 60 days. I did it of 60 days, to be honest, because she has a lot of engagement. She gets a lot of comments on her things and shares. So I just thought that was my rationale, and I could be wrong there, but, I was going to go with the people who have probably most engaged most recently.
Sure.
With her. Yeah. Let me just think. But one of the strategies really I have to say is prior to the webinar, once people had registered for the webinar and we had this list, I had this list of people because I exported it from Zoom and uploaded it into the Active campaign. We emailed them letting them know that if they wanted their question answered, if they had any questions they had about this doula training program that was coming up on the webinar, if they had a question they wanted answered, to click this particular link where they could submit it so they could be guaranteed that their question would be answered on the webinar. That was sort of the pretense. I mean, I did want questions because it meant she was going into the webinar with a load of questions she knew that were going to be asked. But also, I did a multiple choice question just before they had the opportunity of submitting their actual question, which was designed for me to see what possibly were going to be some concerns and objections about mm-hmm. this training program.
Yep.
And so one of them, and why it was helpful, was because one of the questions was what is one of the biggest considerations in enrolling in a doula training program? And the options were like financial investment, time investment, how the course is delivered, or the content of the course, like what exactly the content is. And over 50%, we had about 50 people who responded on this questionnaire. More than 50% said financial investment. So for me, it was sort of like, okay, this needs, when it comes to pitching this, there's going to be need to be some sort of payment plan, because her course is was $999. However, that's actually a 60% saving because it's an early bird offer. This is the poll.
Gotcha.
Context of this is actually being launched months out from when it's actually starting, because it starts July. So
I'm very curious about that, because you asked them basically, were you asking them what would keep them from buying the program before even knowing what the offer was?
Yeah, we knew what the offer was, before they knew what the offer was.
Yeah, before they knew what the offer was.
Yeah, pretty much.
So they didn't know, they knew that this is a doula course, they know that, but they don't know the price or any of the particulars about it. And you're asking them, how did you frame that? Yeah.
Well, the first leading up questions, there were two more before that one, which mm-hmm. were just, why are you interested in becoming a doula? And there was a few answers. And of course, this isn't where people can actually submit their written response, which would be, more of a light bulb moment for me. But it was just, these options. They had these three choices. And then the second question was, what's the number one result you would like to achieve from a doula training program? And a lot of those, that was really helpful, because one of those answers they could choose was the confidence and skills to start working as a doula. And that was, again, more than 50% chose that. And that showed me that a lot of the people who were looking to do this hadn't done, have never worked as a doula before. Like, this is, you know, this is sort of their aspirational career choice, you know, because she does have some people who've enrolled who are actually doulas. They weren't satisfied with their past training. So we knew there'd be some lap over on people, but majority started to show that these were people who have been toying with the idea of doing this as a job. And then that's when the third question was, what would be your biggest concern or obstacle? What was it? Was concern or consideration in enrolling in a doula training program? And that's where those four options.
Oh, that's so smart. That's smart.
Yeah. And I just want to say, and, you know, of course, financial investment was there. I mean, second to that was actually, what was the highest other one? It was financial. And then the course content. So people really did want to know what is going to be in this course program. Like, what are you actually going to be teaching? Yeah, it helped us really know on this webinar, this is what you need to address. And when it comes to the offer, we need a payment plan because I don't think, people are going to whip out their credit cards as quickly for a full upfront payment of $999, even though it is a 60% saving being early bird. We need a low entry barrier sort of offer. So
you use that feedback on the webinar itself, you know, to kind of frame the offer a little bit and add in the payment plan option. Did you also use that knowledge, that feedback, that language that they were using in your Facebook ads as well?
So a lot of talk about having the confidence to step into a new career as a doula, take that up. No real talk of financials when we were running, this is particularly retargeting ads actually, when we were doing that, we did emphasize a lot that this was a 60% saving on what it was going to, you know, eventually cost in July. It's going to be 60% more. So there was a lot of that being promoting that as urgency because, it's going to go up massively in price. That it was really helpful. And actually, I used a tool called Survey Slam for that, which
Survey Slam?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one. Okay, cool.
And it integrates well with ActiveCampaign, but it also, when they could then go and submit after they did those three multiple choice, they were actually then able to allow them then to be able to submit their question. But all those answers they gave, if they had come from email, like they had clicked the link in email to go and do this questionnaire, I had some merge tags. So I actually was able to push that data back to their, I suppose, their information in ActiveCampaign. So I kind of know, looking at certain people who answered this, like I know what their answers are. And I want to be able to do that in the future because I want to be able to talk really specifically to anyone, say, who said that they wanted the confidence to be a doula or who said, you know, maybe their focus was on financial investment, that the emails then could be really targeted to talking about those concerns and objections.
Absolutely.
So that was the beauty of the tools because it just gets that data gets pushed back if they happen to be an email subscriber already. And their questions also got pushed back so as data. So I have that there too. But so then we had a whole bunch of questions that she knew she was going to be answering on the webinar. And then it was sort of on to doing Facebook ads. That's when, like, after all that is when Facebook ads started.
And how far out did you start those ads from the webinar?
Look, it was about, we really only had about 7 days.
Okay. And you were just targeting, this is just warm traffic.
Yeah.
So this is email list, any website visitors, audience in there?
I'm just looking at my conversions here. No, we didn't do any. And that's because there weren't, I have to say, when I put it up in a custom audience, there weren't very many website visitors to her website. So, namely because her website is actually still focused a lot on her work as a doula and birth photographer here. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. So email list, Instagram following, Facebook fans, that engagement there. That's who you primarily focus on with the ads. And I'm seeing a note here that your cost per lead for registration was hovering around 33 cents.
Aussie dollars.
Yeah, it was great with so just looking here what I've got.
Nicely
yeah,
done.
So that was the lowest one we had on average, like from an ad set point of view. So I did actually we did two different ad sets. One, we started actually with video views as a campaign.
Yeah.
To those audiences you mentioned. So, and I separated the audiences so I could just see who was actually responding the most. I actually wanted to see, was it Instagram followers that sort of took action more than, say, Facebook followers? But those, we did a video view campaign first with the idea of announcing the news of what she was up to and all this, and the call to action to sign up to the webinar if they hadn't already. So this was like reaching people who hadn't yet basically signed up to the webinar.
Got it. And it was just basically an announcement. It wasn't any kind of value or anything like that. It was just her getting in front of the camera, talking about the webinar. Hey, here's the call to action. Go register, sort of thing.
She's very good on camera, Angela, and she's very engaging and she's inspirational. So I think, like, you know, she was sort of has lots of energy, I think would have inspired people, you know, in that message. It was only, you know, because of course it was running on Instagram too. It was under 60 seconds. It just said, this is what's happening. And she really talked to how this training is just going to be nothing like what's out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't look like the traditional doula. She's heavily tattooed, pink hair. Like, she's a different, her followers, there's sort of a movement around what she's doing. So, yeah, that's what I mean. There's this real engagement around it. And I think that really, that sort of video views was just to sort of, as you say, announce that news, that this is what I'm doing. And if you're interested in knowing more, sign up to the webinar. The video views on, when I'm just going by an average here, because it was in that ads, you know, that the object, that campaign, that brought a total of 104 leads for the webinar. And the average, actually, because it was video views, I don't know how you see what the average lead is then actually cost.
At the ad level, you can choose to track with the pixel. And then in Ads Manager, you can go into performance and the customized columns drop, you know, in the performance dropdown, customized columns, and you can pull up what the cost per conversion was there. Because you've got the custom conversion set up for the landing, for the thank you page. So you can pull that up in Ads Manager and see that. That's a big, everybody listening, guys, this is a big point here that a lot of people don't think that just because, you know, Rachel was doing video views, we often think like, oh, we can't see a cost per conversion, but you absolutely can, even though the objective wasn't conversions here. So we can run video views as an objective and then make sure that we're using the Facebook pixel tracking, which you set at the ad level. And then like we just said, you can actually pull that stat up in Ads Manager by going to the performance dropdown, then customize columns, and then find what the cost per lead option for that custom conversion, and you can pull that into Ads Manager.
I can see it here then. It's hang on. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's cost per doula train. So 74 cents was the average cost for that video views objective for a lead.
For a lead. That's great. And your overall, I'm seeing in the notes here, your average cost per registration was 87 cents.
That's correct. Because when it came to the conversion objective, which I started running after those video views, it was, you know, running at the same time really. But the video views I started first, the conversion objective running similar, I mean, same message, of course, it was the same video with that objective of conversions. It brought in 153 leads and its average cost per lead was 49 cents.
Yeah, that's really good.
But it showed me how much like a warm audience, like just, I don't know, like that was what was really, I know because cold audience would be harder, but just, what a warm audience does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why it's so powerful to be building your warm audiences. And then when you're going to do a launch, you're primarily, let's use the 80-20 principle. Let's spend 80% of our effort on the, the 80% of the results are going to come from the warm traffic. If we can do that, you know, and you're going to get the better results there. I mean, obviously you can mix in cold traffic there, of course, but, on a launch, especially when you have such a short time period, you know, it's great. I love that you focused on the warm traffic there. Now you also did retargeting ads after the webinar. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. So after the webinar, we ran, and this is the thing, I didn't do any conversion ads.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because there was a bit of a, I noticed the pixel was a bit strange. I don't know. There just wasn't tracking properly from memory. The on Kajabi, the final purchase, mm-hmm. you know, like when someone purchases, yep. tracking that, it did eventually, but there was sort of a thing. So I was really just doing a very short period of time. I mean, the cart was open. So she did this, you know, doing the webinar. That deal really from after the webinar was only open for 48 hours. Like, okay. It's a very short period of time to take action on enrolling. And I just will say, like, from – and this is just what's interesting me. So I know I'm swinging around here a lot for you. But when she did the webinar, so she had a total of 542 webinar registrations. Like, so 257 came from ads.
Okay.
542 were a combination – so that would have been a combination of ads, just posting on social. She mm-hmm. does a lot of Insta story. I actually did some Insta story ads, and they actually did really well.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah, for even, yeah.
We've seen the same thing. Yep.
Yeah, that was good. And she does that Insta stories a lot. So yeah, 257 webinar registrations came from ads. So she had, and this is one thing, again, I'd do differently, be helpful for people, because I remember when you did the Facebook Ads Manager prior yep. to the webinar, mm-hmm. you sent out some really good emails leading up, the mm-hmm. whole thing about, you know, keeping people warm before the webinar starts.
Yeah.
And that wasn't, that wasn't as structured as I'd like. Like, a couple of emails went out, but it wasn't how I'd normally like, where maybe for 5 days there's just, you know, you're providing a lot of value and really building that anticipation to be there live on the webinar. Because I remember in your one, you send out one that I always remember because it was how I got the Facebook Pixel Helper.
Yeah.
And I really remember it because it was really actionable. It just meant I could walk away with, like, hey, I don't even need Rick's training now. Like, I can just go out and get clients, which of course is not true. But, like, it was that valuable. I was like, wow, like, he's telling me this before I'm on the webinar. Like, what am I going to learn on there? So we didn't do so much of that. And so in terms of who attended, like, from a conversion or, I suppose, stats, like, out of those 542 people that registered, 91 attended live. So that's only 16%.
Okay.
In future, I'd like much higher, because her conversion rate, when she did that live webinar, the people who attended live, 24 people purchased. So that's a 26% conversion rate.
Wow. Yeah. Super
and
high.
She's very good on camera. And again, I want to, like, bring home this whole thing about validating offer, not waiting to be perfect, because this wasn't a webinar of slides or anything. This is just Angela. She was in her car because her kids, it was a Sunday morning. Like, she needed to be away from her kids. She's just, it was in her car talking to her, I suppose, you know, computer screen for an hour. And yeah, it just showed me, like, you know, and she, you know, very fired up again about the whole movement of what this is. So again, I thought, you know, if you'd had more people attend live, that can, you know, those conversion rates would have been great. That was the stats of the conversion rate for the webinar. So that's
amazing.
It is a really good conversion rate, which makes me go, damn, we should have had more emails leading up to that. But then that's when we moved into retargeting ads. So she did that, and it all went into the retargeting world of retargeting people who didn't actually attend the webinar. So that audience was uploaded into Facebook, mm-hmm. and we retargeted non-attendees. And that was just a reach objective, actually, with
good.
A video.
Good.
And again, because I didn't feel like I had much time for a 24, like that 48-hour period. Yeah. But that actually, 8 sales are attributed to that. So $8,000 really, like, was just from sending people to the webinar replay. And, of course, emails went out too. So,
yeah.
And there was a reach objective too, which was to sales page visitors but who hadn't bought yet, so minus the purchase audience.
Sure.
And that, I can attribute about 9 website purchases to that. So all those little things just make all the difference in the retargeting.
Absolutely. You know?
Like, that's slow up.
I love that you did that. I mean, would you, from an ads perspective, you know, you mentioned, like, you know, you'd have better lead up emails, that sort of thing. Would you do anything differently next time from an ads perspective?
I'd like more time, I think. I just don't, like, and that's, love to get your thoughts on that. Like, in mm-hmm. in a small period of time of 48 hours, would you be running any sort of conversion ads after which you've done a for retargeting, you know?
Not necessarily. No, I liked the way that you approached it. You approached it with a reach objective because number one, it's a very warm audience. Those people have registered, but, and you can do it a couple of different ways, you know, registered and attended or registered, but didn't attend. And you did the registered, but didn't attend, which is totally cool. Overall, for most people, the audience is going to be on the smaller side. And we want to reach as many of those people as possible because they did raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested in this. And so a reach objective is going to allow us to reach as many of those people as possible in that smaller audience as opposed to conversion. Then Facebook's algorithm is only going to show the ad to the people within that audience who are most likely to convert, which is going to be a much smaller audience because, you know, that's because they're more likely to convert. Now, granted, we do want them to convert. However, it's a warm audience and those people have already raised their hand. So I would much rather reach as many of those people as possible and get my offer in front of them and educate and add value and make the offer to them than get in front of, you know, maybe a quarter of those people. So
yeah.
I love that you did the reach objective there.
Yeah, and it seemed to work. Well, and you're right, because it was a very small audience. So
yep.
I did feel like we got in front of enough people. But yeah, from a time, I'm not sure what else I do in ads. I mean, I just feel like this was very, when I use the word spontaneous, because from her saying to me this was her idea, it was 7 days, like, and just getting everything up and going, which proved to me too, like, that whole you don't need to know even the full framework of a course that you're doing to have a result, you know, and to pitch something, really, because it just you just need that great offer.
Yeah.
It comes back to the offer. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I have a note here from your post in the Facebook group, and you said, I feel like I've just had this massive moment to have put into action everything that I've read, consumed, taken in for the last 4 years. And it feels brilliant to have helped somebody do this and change their life, which makes it very real.
Yeah, it's so real. And just so you see the power of Facebook ads. That's what's cool. Yeah.
I love it. Now, just think now, I would say for next time, I would spend more time and some more budget on building those warm audiences. So, you know, reaching those cold audiences so that you can warm them up. So then the next time you launch, you have a bigger pool of warm audiences to work from.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. So just to recap on those numbers that we talked about at the very beginning, total ad spend of $223.50 Aussie dollars. And you turn that into that you directly attributed to the Facebook ads, just about $46,000 in sales.
Correct.
Amazing. Yep. Amazing. Mm. Really good stuff. Is there anything that we didn't cover about the launch that you definitely think we should mention?
Just thinking with a no. Look, I just it was just really interesting to me. Just those little takeaway things about because I've heard you talk with Amy Porterfield about webinar conversion rates and things like that, and just that importance of the before and after. You know, like that real lead up stuff, even with email and the power of email. Because I know a lot of sales came through emails being sent because I actually segmented in ActiveCampaign anyone, which is actually, this is one thing, who had visited the sales page two to five times but hadn't yet purchased and who had attended the webinar. So I knew they'd attended the webinar, they had visited the sales page two to five times, so I was tracking that.
Nice.
The ActivePayne's tracker, yep. And I could attribute that like four people from that went on to buy. So an email was sent directly to them. That only gave us like 11 people who did that.
Okay.
But we talked, I mean, I got her, it was specific, you know, it was really talking to the concerns or objections that they must have, because if you visit a sales page between two to five times, you're thinking about something. I mean, you're clearly mulling over this idea that you might enroll. So that was just, you know, I was testing with that because I really love the whole thing about, segmentation and, you know, really personalizing a message. And that was really cool because, you know, four purchases came from just getting really, really targeted.
Absolutely. Yeah, and speaking of personalization, in another strategy that you can try in the future is with the retargeting after the webinar and prior to cart close is you can use messenger ads. And so
yes, I really want to use messenger.
You can use messenger ads to target to target those custom audiences such that, you know, you're just basically, you're just saying, hey, do you have a question about the programmer or something along those lines? And when they click the, when they click the ad or they click to the call to action button, it pops their messenger. And that starts a conversation with, I mean, obviously if it's, hopefully it's her answering those questions or somebody on her team or maybe you, somebody's answering there.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's an amazing opportunity to have that personalized conversation with somebody to move them past the objectives and talking about the benefits and everything they're going to get as part of the program. And we've done that several times now and it amazing success with it.
That's brilliant.
So that's another thing that to consider and next time. And everybody out there, guys, who, for those of you guys who are doing launches that, like we're talking about here with Rachel, like definitely be using Messenger ads as part of your retargeting strategy to be able to answer those questions for people, have those personalized conversations. And it's an amazing opportunity for a very, very low part of the funnel to get people to take that next action.
Yeah, that's great. I've noted that one.
Yeah.
And next launch, I mean, we've got this one in July, and I just definitely want to get into the bot story so as well.
Yep.
Because I just, yeah. So
awesome.
Yeah, this is
love
amazing.
It. Love it. Thank you so much for taking us through this. This has been really good. Amazing numbers. You know, for someone who doesn't even do Facebook ads on a regular basis, it's not your primary focus in your business. I mean, you do it as part of your offer, but it's not your primary focus. You've done an amazing job with this. And I also, looking through the list of everything that you did as far as creating the overall strategy and the email funnels and the sales page and the payment pages and all that stuff in addition to the Facebook ads, I mean, kudos to you for doing such an amazing job and having such a great launch with her. So really, really good stuff. I want to make sure, Rachel, that people can connect with you. If they'd like to learn more about you and what you're up to, what's the best place for them to do that?
It is email.
Okay.
I'm a marketer without a website.
Wait, you have no website?
No, and amazing. I used to design them. I've just, been too busy. I've got to go get someone else to do it.
Love
As you
it.
Can see, I try to do everything. My email is just Welch, W-E-L-C-H, underscore Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, at hotmail.com. And that's, on Facebook. I'm always happy to chat, messenger, and friend people who are interested in the same sort of things. And, yeah.
Cool. What's your Facebook?
Rachel Welch.
Oh, just under your name. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm taking a note here. So, email Welch at, Welch underscore Rachel at hotmail.com and then Rachel Welch on Facebook. I'll be sure to link those up for everybody on the show notes for today's episode. Rachel, thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking the time and taking us through this today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. It's really great.
If you're running Facebook ads and you've ever asked yourself, okay, now they're running, what the heck do I do now? If you're struggling trying to diagnose whether your Facebook ads are performing well or not so that you can quickly troubleshoot them and scale your Facebook ads, then listen up. I put together a PDF checklist for you that you're going to want to download. I call this the 60-second diagnosis checklist, how to make quick sense of your Facebook ad stats so that you can quickly and smartly scale your ads. I mean, Facebook gives us a lot of different stats to look at, right, in Ads Manager. How do we know what to do with all these numbers so that we can make smart decisions about our Facebook ads? What do we turn off? What do we scale? How do we optimize? All that different stuff. You're definitely going to want to check out this free 60-second diagnosis checklist that I put together for you. To download this checklist, here's what I want you to do. Go to rickmulready.com/messenger. That's going to pop your Facebook Messenger box up. And in the Facebook Messenger box, type the word troubleshoot, and I will send you access to that PDF checklist right there. Again, to download the free checklist, go to rickmulready.com/messenger. That's going to pop your Facebook Messenger box up. And in the Facebook Messenger box, just simply type the word troubleshoot, and I'll send you access to the free PDF right there. All right, my friends, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. Thank you again so much for listening. I've got another awesome episode coming your way in episode number 183. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.